Everyone, welcome to the County Commission meeting. If you'll please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing today. We ask for your blessing on the citizens of Butler County. We ask for your guidance and wisdom so we may make decisions in the best interest of the citizens of Butler County. We ask for your protection and safe return of our men and women who are fighting for our democracy in faraway lands. We ask for your protection for them. We ask this in your name. Amen. Good morning again in this cold, brisk day. Before we begin, I just wanted to thank Commissioner Fox and Commissioner Furman for meeting on Tuesday instead of regular day as Monday. I was in Chicago and very proud of my three kids and my daughter-in-law who ran the Chicago Marathon. They all finished and they're all sore and happy though. Because of my absence yesterday, Mike and Chuck agreed to meet today, but Mike had a conflict for today, but not yesterday. So his absence is probably my fault. So I want the record to show that, and want to thank Chuck for agreeing to meet today.
So Mike gets to blame you.
Yeah, so yeah. Well, I just don't.
For that.
Some future election, somebody's going to say, well, Mike missed, meeting, but it was really my fault. So I'll take the blame for Mike's absence. It's past 9:30. We have a public hearing on University Point ditch petition vacation. Does anyone like to address County Commission during this public hearing, either pro or against?
Is that an editorial comment?
I don't know.
That's the fans?
Okay.
I got them.
Anyone like to address the commission during this public hearing? Again, anyone like to address County Commission during this public hearing? Pro or con?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. Thank you. Next, we will have 9:35, and we have a memorandum of understanding for in an intergovernmental agreement with IKEA. Is someone going to give us a little review on that?
Gary, is Joe here, down here?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is, right there. Commissioners, before Joe speaks, I just want to put in a plug to really thank Tim Williams and Gary Sheets on our side, and Melissa Taylor and Sandra, from Westchester side, and Joe and his staff. These memorandums, always understanding intergovernmental agreements, are sometimes tough to get done, and they get through the grist mill pretty good. But I'm particularly proud of the work Gary and Tim did on this, and. Their heart's always in the right place to protect the interest of the county, and I think you have pretty good agreements in front of you.
Thank you. And Judy. Thank you. Yes, Joe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I would like to second what Derek said. No question that we worked very hard, and I would include Judy in that also, because she's been a prime mover behind, getting this project put together and all the loose ends. So what we have essentially is a three-party memorandum of understanding between the Butler County, Westchester Township, and IKEA that deals essentially with the roadway improvements to Mulhauser Road and Allen Road. And it's a three-party agreement. Both the county and the township have upside limits on your commitment and their commitment, and then IKEA has the smaller portion, but then the open-ended commitment to pay whatever additional cost overruns might occur, et cetera. So we believe that's a good agreement. And then the second agreement, of course, is just the agreement between Butler County and the township. I must admit that I really had not heard of IKEA until early this year when I was approached to represent them in putting together the legal details, variances at the township level, environmental issues, and so forth. And I had the opportunity to be in Phoenix, Arizona in March, and I went to a store there, and I was quite impressed not only with their merchandising and their marketing, but they have three full home models, room by room, within every store. They have only 28 stores in the entire United States. U.S. headquarters is in Philadelphia, and they have about 325 stores worldwide. They started in Sweden, and the name IKEA stands for the first two initials of the gentleman's name who was the founder, and the last two initials are the township and the farm that he grew up on in Sweden. And it's a great story. It's a privately owned company, and they're the largest furniture retailer in the world. And they have really high quality products at fairly reasonable prices. Part of the reason is that you have to assemble some of the furniture, so but people don't seem to mind that. It's fairly easily assemblable. So anyway, I'm excited to be part of it. I know Judy and Larry Schumacher are, and I'm sure you all will be. And I think it'll be a great asset to Butler County and Westchester Township.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. And we are very excited about being partners with Westchester and also with IKEA. Very happy with a month ago or a month and a half ago with the announcement. And I was like you. I really didn't know IKEA before then. But I went out and bought a yellow and blue shirt just for the groundbreaking and or the ribbon cutting. But I did have the occasion to be driving through Chicago and going to Minnesota. And as I driving on the freeway, I looked over and here's this IKEA store. And I, you know, purposely looked in the parking lot and it was just packed.
Yeah.
So that really bodes well for Butler County and the whole region. And during their press conference, they said that during their openings, the anticipation is so great that people camp out a week ahead of time before the store opens. So we may have to have some camping sites at Voice of America ready for them when they open up. But this is, you know, besides the partnership with Westchester with regards to Mulhauser and Allen Road for IKEA, which makes sense for Butler County, it also has to do with future development. The sales that is generated through IKEA will pay for the road improvements. But the other three corners that I'm sure Larry's working on to sell, I don't think he owns has control of the other three corners, but I know that because of IKEA's announcement that the interest in those other three corners will really spark future developments, which are going to be just even more sales tax generated for Butler County and for Westchester. So this is a truly a win-win proposition to be able to help out with bringing IKEA here and widening the road for future development and job growth. So I'm very happy to be able to support this and look forward to the ribbon cutting for the road and the store opening.
Thank you. Derek and I were talking earlier about the job creation, and typically they'll bring in at least 400, maybe up to 500 new jobs. So that's a real plus also in a kind of a shrinking job market in some areas around here. Yeah.
Mr. President, I would just like to add to what you say that we're extremely appreciative and proud of the fact that they've chosen Butler County and Westchester to move to. We've been fortunate here in being the job engine for the state for this area, and obviously that's going to be quite an addition, and we're happy to be a part of it. So we appreciate all the hard work.
Thank you very much.
With that, commissioners, I'd ask for a resolution to approve the intergovernmental agreement and memorandum of understanding.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Judy, would you like to say something, or anyone else like to address this issue?
Honorable Commissioners, Administrator Conklin, I would be remiss if I did not extend our sincerest appreciation on behalf of the Board of Trustees for your cooperation, your collaboration, and your leadership in bringing this partnership and also in what I believe securing the IKEA project to the next level. So thank you very much, and I echo the comments of Administrator Conklin that without the input of your staff, each one of you, the efforts of Mr. Williams and Mr. Sheets and Ms. Taylor, we wouldn't be here today. So again, thank you for your leadership.
Thank
always,
you.
Always a pleasure to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll move on to our next agenda item. John?
Good morning. Thank you for hearing us this morning. I'm here today to present the Liberty Township Comprehensive Plan to be adopted into the Butler County Land Use Plan 2001. The Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee started in May of 2005. We had 42 steering committee members, which was made up of residents, developers, county officials, business owners, zoning commission members, parks members, Board of Zoning Appeals members, a library official, and a Lakota School Board member. The steering committee met 16 times throughout the process. We held 4 public open houses. We also had a public hearing in front of the Zoning Commission and 2 public hearings in front of the trustees to give 7 opportunities for the residents, business owners, community to come out to provide comments and feedback on our plan. Through the process, we prioritized goals, economic development, community identity and vision, residential development, transportation and infrastructure, parks, the environment and historic resources, public facilities, services and government, schools, development goals, and farmland. We analyzed demographics. Our community has grown from 1990, 9,249 residents. 2000 census was 22,819. Our current population, we estimate, is around 32,000. The future build-out population in Liberty Township will be somewhere between 60,000 and 75,000 residents. We currently have 10,575 households. We project that we'll have over 18,000 when we're built out. We went into more detail into transportation, and the transportation component is very important because OKI has recently stated that you need to have your transportation plans identified in a comprehensive plan in order to help qualify more points for funding. We looked at the existing road network. We analyzed the county thoroughfare plan. We looked at current Butler County Engineers Office projects and future projects, and then also the projects that Liberty Township's working on through the RID districts. We analyzed the bike and hike trails and created a plan which links parks, schools, and public facilities. We analyzed the floodplain and existing sewer service areas. We also looked at the history of the community, and we prepared an inventory of historic resources. That's included in the appendix. We also looked at parks, and we classified each park by what type of park it was, and we also looked at locations for future parks. We also studied the image and identity of our community, looking to create landmarks, entry nodes, landscaping, and signage to help identify Liberty Township. And then after we went through those processes, we went into the actual land use plan component of the comprehensive plan. And when we were working through this, we took a two-step approach. First, we broke the township into 14 sub-areas, and in each sub-area, we analyzed different planning issues associated with each sub-area. Then after we had gone through the planning issues, we went through and classified different land uses, created definitions, and then development criteria for those classifications, and then we applied that to the plan. In front of you here, I have the proposed plan that was adopted, and this was our prior plan that's currently in place in the 2001 land use plan. Just want to show a few of the differences in the new plan compared to the old plan. This is the Gregory Creek corridor, which is also has a 100-year floodplain on it, and this area in green is identified as conservation development. That area is made up of steep slopes and woodlands, and then on the upper sides of it would just be farmland. So where we'd still allow development, you'd cluster that on the areas that are buildable, and then you would preserve additional open space, floodplain areas, woodlands. We also created a new category. This whole corridor previously was planned business park. We've changed that to planned community mixed use, which would allow for a mixture of uses either in the same building, could have retail, office, residential in the same building, or could have retail and office, and then residential that would transition to a single family residential. We've continued to keep the area around 129 I-75 for planned general business and planned business park, as was previously done. And then we've also added everything in blue here is now listed as office and limited industrial development fronting on I-75. So part one of the goals was to try to find some additional areas for commercial development in Liberty Township. And so part of the plan identified that. And then in addition, we have some areas of community mixed use along Route 4, some office, retail, and industrial development also in that area. The trustees have adopted the comprehensive plan on September 18th. We presented this plan to the Butler County Planning Commission October 10th, and they recommended approval subject to one change on the map, which we've made and is part of this map here that I'm showing you and also in the documents that you have. Do you have any questions?
No, it looks very, as they say, comprehensive. during our visits to Chicago last week, where Dina Manessi came with us and learned a lot about Liberty Township as she was talking to the bond people, that you're going from a 2% commercial areas to 17% with this plan?
The plan actually would have 18% commercial. The previous plan had 17%. This has 18% commercial. But right now,
18%.
Right now, currently being used is 2% of the land for commercial use, where our goal in the land use plan will be that 18% will be used for commercial use.
Yeah. I think that's very important as we struggle for school funding and supporting the schools, that one of the things that I know that the township, Liberty Township trustees, and for us, that the influx of residents is good, but also it needs to have the support of commercial, and I think you're taking a great step to make sure that it happens and mm-hmm. remaining land available. So my hat's off to you, Christine.
Good job.
Christine, you want to say anything?
Commissioners, thank you for hearing us this morning. And I think, as John put it, we had quite a bit of extensive input from the business community, the residents, developers, and a lot of people on this. As a matter of fact, as trustees, we were not involved in the actual process. We kept ourselves out of it so that we could get a better feel for what the people in the community who live and work in the community would like to see as Liberty Township progresses. And so it gave us a very good perspective. And I think with taking the time that we have, having the staff and the support personnel, John has done a fine job. And we also had McGill Smith Punchin, who was in there working with our staff on making sure that all of the meetings were run appropriately and things were addressed as we needed to have them addressed. But I think it's something that we desperately needed to update, being that we're growing as rapidly as we're growing, and also taking a look at how we can preserve some of the historical aspects of Liberty Township as well. So we appreciate your consideration and hope that you approve the plan that a lot of people put together for the future of our community.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to?
Hello, Joe Schmidt with the Butler County Planning Division. I would just like to say that at the county, from the county level, there was a lot of input from the county level. Mike Yingling was at most of the meetings for the comprehensive plan. And also, they did allow for staff to look over before they submitted this. And they did make some changes what the county was looking at. And also the engineer's office and the Environmental Service Department was involved. So there was a lot of county input on this plan too. So we're definitely in support of it. And as John said before, the Planning Commission did recommend approval for this also. So okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to address?
Need a motion.
I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good job.
Next, we'll have communications.
Approve minutes from the last meeting under personnel training, travel and training, approve pay adjustment for community development specialist, resignation for part-time intern, community development division, approve pay adjustment for CSDA part-time legal secretary, hire full-time secretary for building and zoning, pay adjustment for assistant to executive director for workforce one, amend resolution adopted October 9th, pay adjustments for area 3 court personnel, pay adjustment for CSEA legal secretary, amend resolution for area court wages, approve 8 resolutions for care facility under county engineer, exchange performance bonds for Village of Providence, and exchange a sidewalk bond for Village of Providence, exchange performance bond for maintenance bond for Jeffers Subdivision, cancel maintenance bond for Miller's Manor, exchange bonds for Woods of Lakewood Section 3B, Woods of Lakewood Section 2, Four Bridges Phase 15, Phase 14, Phase 13, approve permissive tax for allocation for City of Hamilton, exchange bonds for Meadows of Aspen Trail Section 2, 4A, Section 10, Section 3, and Section 1. Approve agreement with Wood and Lamping. Exit agreement for contract 6-4M, Wayne Building Incorporated. Under Environmental Services, approve agreement with C.H. Truland Hill, Bowles Chapel, for Upper Mill Creek for manhole installation relief and Hampton scrap processors. Amend 2 resolutions. Advertise for bids for Liberty Fairfield sewer improvements. Approve water and or sewer extensions to Winding Creek Section 1. Release 1-year maintenance bond for Woodsbury Section 1. Accept resignation for wastewater operator 3. Approve agreement for sanitary sewer reimbursement for Young Funeral Home. Accept retirement resignation for wastewater operator 2. Release 1-year maintenance bond for Falling Water Phase 4A. Approve and execute agreement for Arcadia FPS Incorporated. Release 1-year maintenance bond for Meadows of Aspen Trail Section 2. Authorize payment to M&M Catering for 06 focus groups. Under finance, approve transfers and appropriations. Amended certificate of estimated resources. Increase general fund budget for prisoner boarding expenses, non-support extradition costs, and planning department. Establish new fund for receiving revenues and dispersing funds. Approve allocation to general fund budget of the auditor. Amend estimated certificate of estimated resources dated October 19th. Under Job Family Services, approve agreement with Butler Technology and Career Development Schools. Approve agreement with Community Behavioral Health. Also another agreement with Community Behavioral Health. Approve lease of property for Job Family Services. Approve agreement with Lifespan. Approve payroll. Approve child care contract with Middletown Regional Health Systems. Approve consulting a contract with JP Consultants. Approve agreement with Shared Harvest. Approve 4 child care contracts. Under miscellaneous, approve amend resolution for vacation of property. Approve 6 appointments to the Mental Health Board. Waive county building and zoning permit fees for the 800 megahertz system. Issue new money issue bonds funds. Approve an addendum to state and local solutions. Execute a contract, community development contract, CDBG 6-4. Advertise for bids for conference center on for this building. Approve and execute. We did that one. Approve legal description for resolution 610-1839. Refund for overcharge on building permit. Approve agreement with Cincinnati Bell for long distance phone service. That's all I have.
There's no changes. I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone want to address commission this time? Tim?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a development agreement with Cobalt Farms, LLC. Can I have a separate resolution?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Good catch.
Sorry.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.